Rangers Ward. Councillor Jeff Springfield, Mayor, phone 0427 383 810. Email j.springfield, that's j.springfield at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Brett Owen, phone 0418 993 370. Email b.owen, that's b.owen at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Letitia Wilmot, phone 0427 135 879. Email l.wilmot, that's l.wilmot at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Major upgrade for Perce Allison Pavilion. The Perce Allison Pavilion at Beaconsfield Recreation Reserve is getting a major upgrade. Works will include unisex and universally accessible change rooms for players and umpires, a first aid and injury prevention / strapping room, a gym and covered spectator viewing area. Detailed design is now complete and the tender process is underway. With increased female participation in organised sport, this project will ensure all ages and genders have equal and safe use of the facility. This project is valued at more than $630,000, with the Australian Government Sport Australia Fund contributing $500,000. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/major projects. Picture caption: Councillor Brett Owen, Mayor Councillor Jeff Springfield and Councillor Letitia Wilmot look forward to the major upgrade for Perce Allison Pavilion. End caption. Gearing up for Better Local Roads. Council is progressing its Better Local Roads program to modernise and improve 111 kilometres of unsealed roads. The Australian Government has committed $150 million in funding to be provided in stages over 10 years starting later this year. The funding will be used to seal priority roads in the hills and to help subsidise residential contributions to special charge schemes. The project will help more than 3,400 families and residents in Cardinia Shire to get their roads sealed. Residents of roads subject to a special charge scheme will have an opportunity to share their feedback and decide if they would like to have their roads sealed. Works on the first road upgrades are scheduled to start this summer. creating.cardinia.vic.gov.au/better-local-roads-program. Works start at Gembrook Recreation Reserve. Works to redevelop the sporting pavilion at Gembrook Recreation Reserve have started. The pavilion will feature unisex and universally accessible change rooms for players and umpires, accessible amenities, a first aid room, gym, storage, minor upgrade to the existing kitchen and social room, upgrade to the spectator viewing lounge and timekeeper's room, and lift access to the first floor. The project is jointly funded by Council, $1.45 million, and the Australian Government's Community Development Program, $1 million. Works are expected to be completed in early 2021. The pavilion will complement the recently completed redevelopment of the two netball courts. Funded by Council, this project included new acrylic surfacing, fencing, court lighting, and players' boxes. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/major projects. Picture caption: Marcus, Gembrook Cockatoo Football Netball Club. Mayor Councillor Jeff Springfield, Mickey, Gembrook Cockatoo Football Netball Club. Councillor Letitia Wilmot, Member for Latrobe, the Honourable Jason Wood, and Councillor Brett Owen. End caption. Major projects. A number of major projects in Rangers Ward have received funding in our 2020-21 budget, including Cumley Banks Recreation Reserve Pavilion and Car Parking, Hills Road Sealing Projects, Emerald Netball Pavilion and Courts, Timbertop Integrated Children's Facility and Integrated Children's Facility in Ricks Road, Officer, Gembrook Recreation Reserve Pavilion Upgrade. Read more about all the projects in Rangers Ward and across the Shire on our website, www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/budget. Calmley Banks Pavilion takes shape. Construction of the new Community and Sports Pavilion at Calmley Banks Recreation Reserve will form part of a new regional sporting hub. Once complete, the reserve will provide a home for existing and future sports that use rectangular pitches, including touch rugby and rugby league, as well as for cricket and lawn bowls. The Department of Education and Cardinia Shire Council developed the reserve's joint master plan to cater for the needs of the adjacent Bridgewood Primary School and Early Years Centre, as well as the future needs of the growing local community. The project is jointly funded by Council and the Victorian Government's Growing Suburbs Fund. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/major-projects. Adventure and Nature Park coming to Officer. An amazing new outdoor space featuring a regional-level skate and BMX facility, wheeled adventure trail, fitness zone, play spaces and a dog off-leash area is coming to Officer. The 10-hectare Officer District Park will also have a cafe, wetlands, walking paths, picnic facilities, open grasslands and a lookout. Thank you to the community members who provided input into the development of the park's master plan and feedback on the design of the park's main features. The project is jointly funded by Council and the Victorian Government's Growing Suburbs Fund. Construction is set to commence in mid-2021. Sporting a new look. Worrell Reserve in Belgrave Gembrook Road, Emerald, has undergone a major transformation. The new football and cricket pavilion is now complete, providing modern facilities including universally accessible change rooms and amenities, covered viewing area and a ground-level not-for-profit community gym. Stage 2 of the oval redevelopment is also complete and included an upgrade to the sports field lighting, new coaches' boxes and a high ball net. Get your heart pumping at Alma Treloar Reserve. A new BMX pump track and upgraded skate park to suit riders and skaters of all abilities is now complete at Alma Treloar Reserve in Cockatoo. The major upgrade has resulted in a district-level facility in our shire for all to enjoy. It will benefit people in the Hills community and beyond who have been keen for a new BMX track to be built in this part of Cardinia Shire. We thank the community members who provided feedback on the project. Alma Treloar Reserve, 73 Hillsville Kooyrup Road, Cockatoo. Fun in the neighbourhood. Finishing touches are being applied to the upgraded playground at Tantalon Boulevard Detention Basin Reserve in Beaconsfield. New features include a triple swing, two slides, a climbing cube, monkey bars and a track ride, as well as expansion of the existing basketball area.